Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and six. Rush. Ball knocked out of his hand and ends up in the arms of Guyton. He gets it knocked out by Petrie and the return for the touchdown by Derek Barnett.
Last night, the Cowboys lost by 24 in primetime. And now on a short week with 5 days to prepare, they're getting back into the office today, licking their wounds, and then they got to travel. I mean, you don't see this really very much in the NFL, if I'm being honest. And I'm glad it's working out this way.
Yeah, and never to them, by the way. They're always like, whatever Jerry wants, you want to stay at home after Thanksgiving and before. Like, they never have to do hard stuff.
Somebody should have some empathy for the Cowboys. I'm just not the guy.
Not me.
But they play on Monday night when their opponent this coming weekend played on Thursday. In and of itself, that's brutal. Then you travel. Oh, by the way, you don't have your starting quarterback. When Dak was healthy, the Cowboys were bad. Without him, they're one of the worst teams in the league. They cannot run the ball. They haven't been able to all year. Rico Dowdle was a backup running back as their starter. Him and Deuce Vaughn were getting carries last night. Their quarterback situation is dreadful. Cooper Rush threw for 350 and, you know, mostly garbage time, but didn't play particularly well while doing it. I think his rating was in the 70s or whatever. Had a touchdown and a pick. They got one player that scares you, and that's CeeDee Lamb, who is very, very good. He's one of the best receivers in football. And I shouldn't say one player. Because
Turpin scares you.
Yeah, Kayvon Turpin, if he touches the football, and he did last night on a 64-yard house call, he could strike up the band. Very, very good. That was, by the way, their touchdown for the game. But this is a bad football team. On the first drive against the Texans, Danny, last night, Houston got the ball. They scored on a 77-yard touchdown that got called back that was an untouched Nico Collins wide receiver screen. When's the last time you've seen a wide receiver screen go untouched for a touchdown in the NFL? That doesn't happen.
It's been a minute.
Bad sign. Few plays later, after that touchdown got wiped off the board, away from the play, you know, illegal form, guy downfield, basically too far downfield, 44-yard touchdown run by Joe Mixon. He was completely untouched. So two 40-plus-yard touchdowns where nobody touched a guy. It was that kind of night for their defense. So if you're looking now at the Cowboys, they've lost five in a row. Since the Dak injury, they've lost 34-6 and 34-10.
Last night was so weird. I don't know how to describe it better than that. Like, they were moving the ball. They were kind of even with Houston, and then, like, some mistake would happen, and then it would get catastrophic, and then the disaster play happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, they ended up with pretty good yardage totals. I know some of it's garbage time, but some of it wasn't. I mean, midway through the second quarter, they had 150 yards, and Troy Aikman commented, they got as many yards right now as they did all of last week. And it's that fatal flaw. It's that, what are you doing? That, you know, that interception or the sack fumble that a lineman tries to move, and then that gets returned for a touchdown. And then you look up, they're down by 30. It's a disaster, but there's still some scary elements there. But they are not good, and it looks like a team that doesn't want to be there anymore. I've seen that before, by the way. I know what that looks like. It's usually reserved for December. Like, you're playing Kansas City in the snow and you're down 45-3 before you blink. That's what it looks like. It looks like everybody is pissed off, despondent, looking for a reason to pack it in. They just don't look happy.
I think they would have been a fringe playoff team if Dak stayed healthy in the NFC. Probably a ceiling of 10-ish wins, maybe 9 wins. Because Mike McCarthy coach teams are never terrible, generally speaking. I know he's like an easy guy to make fun of and he'll probably get fired and everybody thinks he's a big heavy boob. But Mike McCarthy, for the most part, if he's got a healthy starting quarterback, goes into the year and gets his team to somewhere around 10-12 wins. I think they would have been on the low end of that or a little below. because they're super flawed. They had an awful offseason. They just, I don't think they're that talented. But you take Dak off that roster, there's a reason they pay him $60 million. I'm not telling you he's the best quarterback in the league or top five, but he's in the top 10 probably, certainly in the top half of the league. And when you go from him to backups, which is Rush or Trey Lance, it is a significant drop-off. And so a fringe playoff team loses its quarterback, it becomes a bad team. And that's where they are right now. Then you add in short week against a rested opponent with travel. Washington should blow them out.
Spread is 10 and not getting smaller as the weeks progress.
I'll bet you it's going to get bigger now after last night.
I do too.
Because it was 9 when it opened. Then I saw it at 9.5.
I see 10.5 some books.
I was going to say, at one point last night during the game when I looked it up, might have been FanDuel, it was 10.5 points. So I don't know where it is now on FanDuel, but I'll bet you it's 11 before kickoff.
I bet that too. Yeah.
When's the last time Washington was favored by that much, let alone in the division?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, honestly. I mean,
it feels like too much.
Yeah, and that's kind of my point here is even though the evidence and data supports or says they're terrible, they're going to self-destruct, they're going to implode, they're still a little scary to me just in this spot. And this is going to go a long way one way or the other here for Washington. Having lost two straight games, now if you just say, hey, they've lost two straight and aren't playing their best football of late, then you go, okay, well, this is not a tough spot, but a potential letdown spot, or whatever you want to call it. Well, then you go into the nuance, and it's not as if they've been blown out twice. They lost to two really good teams, two of the three best teams on their schedule in both of those games, leads in the second half of both of those games, and they've handled teams like this. Let me go non-division for a second. Teams they're not familiar with that they don't play twice a year, they have destroyed. Now you go to the Giants, who are inferior, who are bad, and they've had these slugfests with them. I'm a little bit nervous that Dallas will hang around and CeeDee Lamb can make a play or somebody somewhere. So I'm not supremely overconfident, I will say. Yeah. Washington's better. That's not the debate.
I don't need them to win by a lot, although they should. Here's what I need to happen. They need to win, period. Doesn't matter by how much.
Yeah.
They need to win.
Just handle it.
And they need offensively to get back going again. They need a get-right game. Doesn't have to be the first few weeks of the Cincinnati game where you do historical crazy things, but they need to look a lot more like they did in September offensively and a lot less like they have with Tressway punting 11 times the last couple of weeks. If they can do those two things, win, and their offense gets going again to the point where they put a lot of these storylines about the Kingsbury regression and Daniel's rib and have they been solved and all that to bed for a week, then I'm happy. But there's no excuse, none, to lose to this team right now. They have to win this football game if they're good. And I think we all think they're pretty good.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.